If you work out this expression, received signal power is the loss in free space, which is lambda divided by 4 pi d squared, multiplied by 4 times the sine squared of this phase shift, multiplied by the transmit power gain at the transmitter, gain at the receiver. And we see that here we have the influence of the antenna heights and the distance. And if you plot all this, you see this effect of this sign here. So you see rapid fluctuations of the direct line of sight cancelling with the ground reflected wave, and here you see a behavior where approximately the path loss is proportional to distance to the power minus 4. How can we see that's approximately distance to the power minus 4? Well, for small arguments we can forget about this sign. Sine of x is approximately equal to x for small arguments x. So let's throw out this sign. We see distance square, distance square. So distance to the power minus 4. We also see antenna height squared. So the higher you put up your antenna, the larger the received signal power, and you gain with the square of your antenna height. Interestingly, lambda squared, so wavelength, falls out of the equation. I made the approximation here that the reflection coefficient is close to minus 1. At very short range, this angle of incidence is different from the limiting case where it's almost 0. So the reflection coefficient may not be close to 1. So these points of cancellation where the sine goes to 0 may not be so deep as it's predicted by this equation. Some papers simply assume line of sight communication until this point or until this point, and then d to the power minus 4 here. So they completely forget about deep phase here, and they model this in some way as multipath perception, some additional fluctuations without specifically going into computing where these points are. So the important thing is we have a transition from free space loss to distance to the power minus 4.